As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
We are happy, actually plum tickled, to have you along.
Yep.
Hey, if you're new to the show, welcome to Consider This. Here's the point. I am a certified financial planner, a professor from Purdue University where I taught financial planning. I guess retired from that one. I did that for 7 years. We take care of people at the Financial Enhancement Group. I'm the managing partner. We take care of people who do not want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job. And I do this show for a couple of reasons. One of it is I like to teach. It's in our blood. On my mom's side of the family, we have 29 public educators. Many of them have passed away, but that's kind of the lifeblood of our family, and so I try to continue the tradition on here. Secondly, there are some of you who listen to the show and decide that it's time for a change and that you need to have a fiduciary in your life and somebody who takes care of it for you. That's us. You know, if you want to do this on your own, that's your business. If you're looking for a fiduciary, that's our business. But the point being that I would rather you have some insight into what's going on in your life as opposed to you just walking blindly with a bunch of bias that comes, whether it's a newspaper article, whether it's a magazine. I want to make sure that we eliminate the bias anytime that we can and that you get the truth, at least as far as I know it to be true. So Sherry and I are going to talk about several things today.
Interesting stuff.
I think interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think.
We're going to answer a couple questions on Investopedia. Mm-hmm. You know, what should I do with my $1 million if I just sold my house?
Yeah.
And how a laddered bond, I know that's exciting, how a laddered bond portfolio actually works. We're going to talk about how we met. And it's a investing to a large degree is a relationship. And I think you'll find that that part of our conversation enlightening, I hope. It's an important thing. Many times we do things in life just because we did them yesterday. And I believe in purposeful living. I believe in purposeful planning. I believe in purposeful investing. And so let's look at what we have and make the best decisions with that we possibly can. If you've got a question or comment, you can shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com or give us a call, 800-928-4001. Sherry and I will take a break, then we'll get right back into the show. But like I said, if you got a question or comment, shoot us an email, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kantos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We're happy to have you along.
Yep.
You know, it's Barb and I've been married for 30 years, Sherry.
30? Wow.
30 years. I know. Ooh. It's hard to believe. As I tell people, it's 28 of my best years of my life. Barb
no.
doesn't find that so appreciating, but
no.
it's the reality. You know, yeah. it's a marriage is a decision, a commitment to a long-standing issue, and it's an institution for a reason. And you know, when people separate, it should be ugly, it should be hard, it should mm-hmm. be difficult. And so you meander through those 2 years of less than bliss
mm-hmm.
To be able to get to the other part. But there's a difference between a marriage and even a relationship,
yep.
but certainly an investment.
Sure.
And so it's, you know, 30 years later when I meet Barb or when I meet people, they say, Joe, how did you guys meet?
Mm-hmm.
How did this happen, right? And I think that is a particular question that everybody asks. It's how did you get here? You know, what made you become a financial planner? What made you become a grant expert, Sherry? How did Barb and I meet?
Yeah.
And I think so many times in life, people make decisions and then they forget to look back on them. They do today what they did yesterday simply because they did it yesterday.
Yeah, so it's easier to do that.
It's easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your head's in the sand. You don't have to pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you if you've not listened to the show before, here's the bottom line. I come from the depth of here's how it is. So I really don't try to sugarcoat mm-hmm. anything.
True.
So I have a friend. And he's one of our families, an FEG family. We don't call people clients. That's, to me, cold. It's one of the 850 families that we serve. And it's more than $1 million that he's got inside of his account. And he held out on me.
Ooh.
Right. So when you come in to see us at the Financial Enhancement Group, we're going to start with your tax return.
Right. Yep.
Right?
Always.
So when I can look at a tax return, I can pretty much remind you of things that you have that many times people forget because there's these cute little things called 1099s.
Right.
Right. Well, in this particular case, he had an annuity and it wasn't an IRA. Right. So people ask me, can an annuity be in an IRA? Well, no, you can have an IRA and you can buy an annuity inside of it.
Mm.
You probably shouldn't. I won't go to the extremes and say never, ever, ever.
Mm.
But for the most part, you shouldn't.
Right. Right? Yeah.
But in this case, he had an annuity.
Mm.
So there's when you buy an annuity, it's essentially a tax deferred investment. So no income goes on his tax return until he actually pulls money out of it.
Right, right, right.
So he bought this puppy back in 1985. That was a year I graduated from high school. It doesn't seem that long ago. And he put $10,000 into this annuity in 1985.
Okay.
Right? And so he shows up in my office. He's wagging his tail. He's happy. He's excited.
Really?
He's plumb tickled. He got a statement. He goes, I got to tell Joe about this. And his $10,000 had grown to be about 112 grand.
Whoa.
Right?
Okay.
And I mean,
he hasn't told you any of this beforehand.
No.
You knew
no.
nothing.
Actually, he, I believe, in all fairness, had probably forgotten it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's what I call an orphaned investment.
Okay.
It's one of those, he stuck 10 grand away in 1985. I wish I could say I had 10 grand to stuff away and not forget about. But, you know, CPA, that's his mindset. So he sticks his 10 grand away and it becomes like $114,000. He shows up and he gives me the statement and he said, you know, that's pretty good, Joe, right?
Mm.
I invested 10,000. I now have 115,000. And the answer is that was a great investment. The problem is it was worth $126,000 in 2000.
Mm. In 2000.
He gave me the thing,
the statement.
He fessed up, if you will, the statement. He handed over to me at $114,000.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And if we want to be specific, it was $114,716.
Okay.
Okay. Looking at it from 1985.
To then, yeah.
To the 2009 date where he gave me the statement, right? Yes, that was a good investment. But it was a better investment before the tech wreck in 2000 when the statement clearly showed it was $124,000.
Wow.
So essentially from 2000 to 2009...
He lost money.
He lost money. He didn't go up in anything. He went down. And that's what happens when we don't pay attention or we bury our head in the sand or we justify previous decisions based on overall results without paying attention to what's going on. So when you come to the Financial Enhancement Group, when I sit down with you or Aaron, our Director of Financial Planning, or Dean or Grant, you know, one of our team sits down with you, the statements that you get don't show just what's going on year to date. They show what happens from the moment that your money arrives
to now.
So for some people, it's 20 years later. Right.
Yeah.
The FEG is the Financial Enhancement Group's 21 years old this year. So for some people, that's a long time. But the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, says, I have to tell you how your performance is year to date. I have to tell you what it is for the last year. We tell you what it is for that, the last 5 years and your journey. Because understanding money is a journey. So though I'm very, very committed to my wife, very committed to 30 years of this is an institution, right? It's okay for me to reflect back on good times to get through bad times.
Sure.
Because she's the mother of my children. She's my bride. You know, we essentially grew up together. I got married a month before I turned 22. That's okay.
Right. Yep.
Owning an investment simply because it performed for you 20 years ago is an absolute mistake. And time after time, when people come in and I sit down, you know, I think people have this vision and it's understanding the difference between a fiduciary and somebody who sells stuff, right? I get paid to manage money. And as a fiduciary, my job, Sherry, is to take care of your money as if it were my money.
Yeah.
And we were in the same situation.
Yep.
Right? So here you are, a bright individual, and you've got a brokerage account because you had somebody who bought things for you.
Yeah.
Right? So if I get paid to buy things, I move your account over, the first thing that I want to do is sell everything that you own
and buy
to buy new so that I can get paid.
Right. Yeah.
You're not stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Everything that you did in life is probably not wrong.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what people expect because that's how people under suitability behave. You know, when your stuff comes over, we make the changes that need to be made that I would make in my own account if it were my own money and if I were in your situation,
yeah.
Right? And one of those questions I'm always going to ask is, hey, how'd you meet?
Yeah.
How'd you meet? Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Hope you're having an outstanding day. You got a question or comment, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And as typical, when I push pause to go to the next segment, Sherry starts asking questions.
Well, I have questions. Inquiring minds.
So go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah. So in your story about the man with the annuity, is there ever a scenario in which you would kind of adopt the let's ride it out, let's wait and see? So like the first month comes and maybe it got up to 126,000. The next month it's maybe 125.5. Next month 125.4. You know, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to just quick sell the first month something goes down.
Okay. So if you missed the first segment, by the way, there are five parts to this show. And regardless of which station you're listening to, you're only going to get four of them. It's a syndicated show. It's all over the country.
Yeah.
And so different stations have different formats. So if you want to hear the whole show, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com. You can listen to all five segments that way. Or you can go in, to iTunes and download the podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark. But what we were talking about in the first segment is a very important thing, in my opinion. I ask people, how did you meet? So when somebody tells me that they've got this insurance policy or they've got this annuity or they've got this stock, you know, how did you meet? Just like I would ask you, you know, about how you met your spouse. Right? So Sherry, ask a question, you know, when essentially what I hear you saying, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
What I hear you saying is, how do I know when it's time to sell? How do I know when it's time to bail out?
Yeah, because that's the whole point of being invested is that you're going to ride through highs and lows, right?
Markets will go through highs and lows. That's correct.
Okay, but you're not going to don't want to do a day trading thing where you buy. No, you know what
never,
I'm saying?
Never. You want to do a day trading. So you in the break actually asked me, why would I bail out of the annuity?
Right. Right? Yes. Yes.
So remember, stocks, bonds, and cash; those are the investments.
Right.
People typically put a wrapper around those. Most people use mutual funds. We do not at the Financial Enhancement Group. We use exchange-traded funds if we're going to use a fund at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are wrappers. They hold the stocks, bonds, and cash.
Okay.
Then you can put a tax wrapper around it, which is typically a 401k, a 403b, an IRA, and they may or may not have a Roth option.
Mm-hmm.
An annuity is another layer of tax complexity that goes between the package, the mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, and the tax code.
Okay.
So life insurance and annuities have a different tax code.
I see.
Right?
Yes.
So,
okay.
So we're not – so forget that part of it, right? So how do you know when to bail out? Well, at the Financial Enhancement Group, we look at every investment we have under the lens of three different purviews. And – So my job, the reason I go to Ireland, go to France, go to Italy, my job is the macroeconomics. Now, yes. Do I love to travel? Yes.
Yeah.
Am I complaining about my life?
No.
But it's my job to understand the macroeconomic situation.
Yeah.
It's my job to notice when I'm walking down the streets of Dublin that there's a lot of pregnant people.
Really?
And there weren't the last three times that I was there.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
That's my job, right? To look at demographics, to understand. So every investment we have, I look at through the lens of that macro situation that's going on.
Okay.
Adam Harder is our chief investment officer. He is the CFA. He is trained to be an analyst, to look at the fundamentals, to take your company and to break it down, to take the economy and to break it down and determine where he believes, from his purview, where money would be best used. Okay. Andrew Thrasher is our chartered market technician. He's the youngest person in history to win the Dow Award last year at age 30.
Wow.
Wrote a paper on volatility and selected out of the thousands of CMTs in the world to be able to win that title.
Wow.
Very, 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 very proud of him.
Impressive.
But he looks at it only from a technical perspective. What's technical mean? It's not technology. Technical means how is this doing relative to the rest of the market, relative to its peers within that same sector. He really didn't care what the company does. He didn't care about the price to earnings ratio. All he cares about is the technicals.
Yeah.
Right? So neither of us, or none of us, there's three of us, none of us could do the other's job while doing our own.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't specialize in
this
everything.
Is why, and I don't, honestly, folks, please forgive me, but I don't mean this offensively. I mean, anybody who knows me knows that I'm an addict. I've done this for 30 years of my life. It's the only thing in the world that I'm good at. And when somebody tells me that they do it on their own, I'm telling you, if I believed one person could do it on their own, I would probably bet on me. And I have 25 people on my team for a reason. I don't pay 25 families 401ks and health insurance and everything else because I want to have friends. I've got a few of those.
Yeah.
Right. I do it because it's necessary. And I need our three minds to be separated. So your question was, how do I know when it's time to part ways?
Right.
The first segment, as I talked about with Barb, you know, 30 years of marriage, you weather some storms.
Sure.
Right? So let's say you're a GE owner. For the record, got to say this, I'm not long General Electric, meaning I don't own it.
Yeah.
Right? But General Electric is this behemoth of, it's a huge, huge company that, you know, Jack Welch built and helped build up. You know, Thomas Edison obviously was the founder. And if you looked at GE only from a macro, which is what I do, perspective, and you say, hey, this company's been around for more than 100 years, right? It's got its hands in pharmaceuticals. It's got it's got all of this. I'm just going to ride the storm, right? Which would have cost you 2/3 of your life savings. If I'm a fundamental person, and I look at the earnings, and so now we're in Adam's chair, right? And I look at the earnings, and I dig down into the company. You know, GE was a valued stock, twice the price it is today. Now we go to the technical side, which could care less what General Electric does. And Andrew would look at it and go, "Hey, this has got to go." I mean, if we owned it, I don't care if you've had it for 50 years, it's got to go, right? Because technically, there is absolutely zero support.
Wow.
And so with my wife, with Barb, I have to look at it as a relationship.
Sure.
With a dollar that's invested in GE, I have to look at it as it's an investment in my future, my retirement, my everything else. I don't have a relationship with that stock. I don't have a relationship with General Electric. So the question isn't whether or not it's better served inside of GE. The question is, where is that dollar better served? for the purposes that I'm trying to get.
Yeah, okay.
I don't get a trade barb for those 2 years.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
Take up
and
a sherry.
Right.
Right, and then go back to barb. It doesn't work that way in a relationship.
Right.
But from an investment perspective, you got to pay attention to the taxes. You got to pay attention to the other stuff that's out there. I can both buy and sell Apple.
Yeah, right,
right?
Yeah.
Or buy and sell Harley Davidson, or buy and sell, right? It's not a relationship with an investment.
Hmm.
It's a relationship with your retirement. And there's a difference to that.
I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a question or comment? Shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Share now. Take a break. We'll be right back. Yourlifeafterwork.com. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Contos.
We are very, very happy to have you along.
We are.
Somehow or another, you know, I tell people that I am exhibit number one of God's sense of humor. There are some
I thought I was, actually.
No, it's me, Sherry. There are things that just shouldn't have worked out that worked out. You know, the New York Times called Anderson, Indiana, defunct.
Yes.
2 years after I started a financial planning firm in Anderson, Indiana. I'm here to tell you, Mr. New York Times, Anderson is far from defunct. And we're still here and thriving. In fact, moving into our new headquarters September. Well, we're going to have the open house September 19th. Of this year. So happy to be there. And if you want to know more about that, you can always reach us at the website at yourlifeafterwork.com. There'll be a lot of pictures that are up, and I think it's going to be streaming live that day with, you know, the mayor.
Wow.
The mayor's coming to visit. So it's going to be good stuff. Anyhow, one of the fun things in my life is that I get to do this show. People listen.
That's cool.
People call in.
We love that.
It's you know, it's kind of a cool thing. And there's service out there called Investopedia. And don't try to put it in your spell checker because your spell checker ain't going to figure it out. Anyhow, they voted me as one of the top 100 planners in the country to be able to answer questions. And it's a true honor and a true privilege. And so we take those questions from time to time. So Sherry's got a series of questions that I am supposed to answer.
Yes.
And we're going to do that for you on the show. So they're going to be in a various format. We'll try to get them done as quickly as we can. Remember, if you miss part of the show, you can always go to yourlifeafterwork.com to get the whole show. You're going to miss a segment regardless of which station you're on. It's a syndicated program. And different stations have different time things. So we have 5 segments and you're going to hear 4 unless you go to iTunes, to the podcast, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. Okay, sure.
Okay. First question. Here's the general content. Should I use annuities as a temporary investment? Question. And here, you want to know why he's asking?
You tell me.
He or she. I invested in a 4-year fixed annuity several years ago to allocate a percentage of my portfolio into a vehicle that was conservative.
Okay, stop. So the big question is, should I use an annuity short term? So always try to keep it simple. I mean, that's the best way to understand your money if you're doing it on your own. And I don't recommend that. You know, the Financial Enhancement Group, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money so that they don't make inefficient financial decisions that lead to frustration and devastation.
Yes.
Right? So keep it simple. An annuity is a way to package stocks, bonds, and cash. Okay?
Yes.
So when you hear the word fixed annuity, it's using the insurance company. So you've got the guy behind the curtain in the Yellow Brick Road and, you know, Wizard of Oz, right? The guy behind the curtain is saying, Sherry, we're going to give you X percent. It's usually 2 to 4%. We're going to give you 4% this year.
That's what this one is.
And over here, back behind the curtain, they're going to do whatever they need to do with the money.
To make more than 4.
But they're going to guarantee you that whatever that rate is. And if it's a fixed annuity, every year you'll get a letter that says, here's what your rate is for the year.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
Now, an annuity is taxed deferred. That means any growth on it.
Yes.
You're not going to pay the taxes on it until you take it out.
Right.
So if you're under 59 and a half, and you take it, you take the money out. Mm-hmm. Presuming it's not an IRA, right?
Right.
You take the money out. So you put in 10 grand. It's now worth 15.
Okay.
You pull the $15,000 out and you're under 59 and a half. There's a 10% federal penalty on the 5 grand.
Mm.
So you just lost $500.
Right.
That's one. Secondly, that's taxed at what we would call your marginal rate. So when you think about your taxes, think about a series of stair steps that escalate. So the more money you make, the higher rate of return or higher percentage you have to pay back to the IRS. So whatever your top rate is right now, not your effective rate, that's the average, the effective rate's the average rate you pay on each dollar that you earn. Your marginal rate is that very top stair step. And when you take money out of the annuity, that $5,000, not the $10,000, that was your basis. You'd already paid taxes on it. That $5,000 is just added right on top.
Right? Yeah.
So if you're the 22% bracket, you've got another $1,000 roughly of taxes that you're going to have to pay. So if you're over 59 and a half, the same situation exists. You just don't have to pay the 10% penalty.
10%, yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Unlike an IRA or a 401k, mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with the required minimum distributions at 70 and a half. But at some point in time, somebody's going to pay those taxes.
Right, yeah.
I just had a person who came in from the radio, I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And they had a $700,000 that they'd put in an annuity. It's worth roughly $1 million today. And they... For previous advisor, as we'll put it, somebody who sold stuff.
Yeah.
Right. The previous advisor essentially said, hey, when you die, your family will get a step up in basis on that annuity. So you'll never have to pay the taxes on the $1 million.
Hmm.
Right. So 700 again, in this case, $700,000 was the basis.
Was the basis. Yeah.
$300,000 was the gain.
Gain.
So let's say you put that in Apple stock.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I spent $700,000 to buy Apple stock.
Yep.
I die. It's worth $1 million.
Right.
Indeed, my children or my heirs, whoever that happened to be, would receive a step up in basis and would have to pay no tax.
Right.
Their basis would be the $1 million.
Right.
In an annuity, not so much.
Mm.
Right? If I die and I had $700,000 that I put in an annuity,
yeah,
and it was worth $1 million, whoever receives that, unless it's a not-for-profit, right, 501c3 organization, my church,
right,
you know, university, unless it's somebody who is not a tax payer, they're going to have to pay the taxes.
Wow.
Now, that could be my kids. That could be my, in some crazy worlds, it could be my wife.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
But there's a lot of misinformation that goes on out there. So I tell people when they come in, I said, listen, I typically see three different types of people. There are people who don't understand money at all and are perfectly fine with that. And I will tell you, folks, it is a very complex world. This is not the 1950s. There are a lot of moving parts, many of which people don't understand.
Right.
Right. So I'm good with that. Secondly, there are some people who come to me that understand investing quite well. And we can have some great conversations. You may like the Market Carver that we send out every Thursday. It's a free thing. You can go to the website at yourlifeafterwork.com and get signed up for it.
Yep.
That's a video that'll hit your inbox at 11:04 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we send out as a free service to say, hey, this is what we think is the most important.
Yeah.
There's some people who come who understand their taxes. And they understand those stair steps that I just talked about, the effective rate, the marginal rate. They understand what an itemized deduction is and how it works. There are very few people who understand both taxes and investing.
Right.
It is a freaky
and it changes too.
Issue to understand, to have somebody who understands both of them. And it's the reason why I can fix anything in the world with a phone book. Right? Do not ask me to work on an appliance, a car. I don't understand it. I don't get it. What I do get is your taxes and your investing, and I build a team to be able to help people better take care of their money. So if you're out there, if you don't want to worry about your money, then you know we're the more than happy to help. Give us a call, 800-928-4001. Or find us on the web, yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I will take a break. We're hoping you have a great day, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
1-800-345-9345.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
Hey, this is the what we like to call the Sherry segment.
The Sherry segment.
She searches the worldwide to try to find something to stump me sometimes. Actually, for those of you that are fans and real listeners, we all know that Sherry tries to find things that are pertinent to her.
I do.
And tries to get free advice via the radio.
But
it's okay. It's all right.
I might as well make use of my time.
I know when I'm being used.
Oh, my gosh.
It's okay. Go ahead, Sherry.
All right. Well, now I just don't even know how to bring this up. So last weekend, we did another one of our four-generation get-togethers with my son was in town from Chicago. My parents came over. The grandkids were there. Everybody said four generations.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, and I don't take that lightly. It's a blessing. I don't.
And I will tell you, pause. Mm-hmm. The one of the biggest mistakes that I see families make financially is not to understand how multi-generation works.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I first started 30 years ago, and 2 weeks before the crash in 1987 is when I started in this industry. People would tell me, you know, I'm going to spend the last dollar. I'm going to hand the mortician the last dollar.
Right.
I'm telling you, I've done this longer than most of you. And you can't spend the last dollar because you don't know when God's calling you home.
Right.
Right. And one of the biggest mistakes that we make, especially from a tax situation, is not understanding how multi-generation investing works.
Right.
Anyhow, didn't mean to interrupt your story.
Well, no, it's a good point because that's what I want to talk about is the differences of the multi-generation as we look at money and investment. And then I wanted to ask you the where I want to get to with this is how does it affect our investing and planning? But let's start with some questions because around the conversation, you realize as you talk about just going through life, doing simple things like paying bills, transferring, you know, things online. These are things my parents don't do.
Right.
They pay bills, but they don't do them online. They don't do a lot of things online.
Right.
So it's how do we get to the goal looking at it differently from different generations?
Yeah.
So, all right. So here's a question. Looking at the different age groups, the percentage of Americans that are comfortable not carrying cash. All this series of questions are about people. How do we focus and how do we function when we don't carry cash and things are changing all the time and we're trying to oversee our financial situation? Okay. You're not following me, but
no, I actually am remembering a horror story.
Okay.
I had a I was with one of my CPA partners at the time. We were in the middle of an Indiana in a little country town.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a $2.3 million check that she'd just written to the investment company in my pocket.
Yeah.
And between the two of us, we have reasonable incomes.
Right, right.
And we had $4 in cash.
Yeah.
And we stopped like five places on the way home before we could get back to Lafayette. I mean, we were beyond famished. You know, as one of my people on my team would say, we were hangry.
Hangry.
And because they didn't take credit cards and,
right.
and you know, we had $4 in cash. So I am one of those people who I would have to say it would be not comfortable having no money.
Right.
Right. Because I don't ever want to be in that situation again. And some people say, well, you just put a $100 bill in your back pocket. Well, there's places that can't take a $100 bill. So I actually have smaller just in case that happens. So
but you make a good point, because according to this, people in your age category and mine, 50 to 64, 39% of us are comfortable not carrying cash. 39%. As opposed to Gen X, the 18 to 29?
That'd be millennials.
18 to 29 is the one before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
56%. They don't live by cash.
Yep.
And then people my parents' age, it's closer to
90%.
Yeah, they
got
to have cash. So the medium amount that we like to have when we're out, you said it,
$20. Yeah.
And that's pretty much across the board. Unless you're 18 to 29, they don't want any cash.
My Uncle Tommy came, one of the first things they told him in Vietnam. He got to serve our country over there, and they said that they will arrest you for loitering if you don't have at least a dollar. So make sure you always have a dollar.
Wow.
And so he put a $5 bill in, and he wears it in his belt buckle.
Wow.
And still has the $5 bill. And, you know, that's not going to go away.
No. So payment instrument. This is I've been accused of being not counterculture, but counter-pop culture.
Wow, I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, it just means like the current trends of, you know, like movies or music or in this case, how we handle money. I resist. I've had friends try to pay me by my phone.
Right.
Like they like buy something from me or reimburse me for something by
thanks, send cash.
Well, they tell me they're doing it. I don't even know how to check and see if they've done it. I filled out some form and I don't know about it. But anyway, the payment instrument, my age, is pretty standard across the board, whether we like cash or credit card or electronic, until you get to debit cards.
Yeah.
And then it's the younger people that really excel in that. They want to do that more than the older people.
Joseph has never had a debit card. Joseph will not ever have a debit card. You are protected by some very strict rules. If you have a credit card, you're liable for $50 if somebody takes your credit card and uses it inappropriately.
Wow.
Which is why you'll hear commercials where they say you zero liability. Right. Well, they're taking on $50.
Right. Right.
And that's a great industry. The amount of usage of credit cards is growing exponentially and will continue to worldwide.
Yep.
Debit, on the other hand, if somebody gets a hold of your debit card and takes the money out of your account, the bank may or may not give you money back. There's no legality to that.
Right.
But in the meantime, you're broke. Mm. Right. And so my brother, I love him dearly. And his wife, they got married a little later than Barb and I did. We were 21. John, I think, was 28 when they got married. And he was at one place and Roxanne was at another.
Oh.
And she wrote a check and he pulled money out.
At the same time.
And that's the way debit cards work. And things went bouncy, bouncy.
Crazy.
And there was marital non-bliss.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there were hot words and frustration across the board. I never need to live that way.
Right.
Right. I use a credit card. If for some unknown reason Barb bought a car on my credit card, mm-hmm. right, that day, they'll simply say, sir, you've been declined.
Right. I'll you can't.
I don't know what's happened, but okay. But they're not going to send me any extra fees and expenses.
Well, I had several more little interesting tidbits I was going to get to, but we don't have time. So is there anything that you think in any way that all of these new mechanisms affect our financial planning?
They do. We had green stamps when we were growing up.
Yep.
And I remember being drugged to stores to get green stamps and remember buying weird, wild, and wacky things.
I did too.
And today it's all about miles or hotel stays or cash back. I think it's changed our culture a lot. I don't think cash is going away anytime soon. But I would definitely keep a little bit of cash on the sidelines if, you know, meaning available, you know, when I'm out and about.
Liquidity.
Yes, that's a good thing. Thanks for listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,